This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Tana Weingartner in for Mark Purzell. The Cincinnati Reds have been busy getting ready for 2013. Brian Giesenslaw is back from Arizona to talk with Betsy Ross about the new season. Deborah Hicks spent some time teaching in Lower Price Hill. In her new book, The Road Out, A Teacher's Odyssey in Poor America, she explains how she's using literature to help some local girls change their lives. Mark Purzell talks with her in about 15 minutes. To begin with, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at this week's headlines.
Over the next 3 months, attorney Scott Greenwood and former Cincinnati Police Chief Tom Stryker will be looking for ways to make the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department more efficient. Sheriff Jim Neal hired the two to fulfill his campaign promise to audit the department.
It'll be a 3,000-foot overview of the sheriff's office because, like I said, it is a 100-day audit.
Neal says the audit, expected to cost $40,000 to $50,000, will not come out of the county's general fund, but instead the sheriff's department budget. He says the audit will make the department more transparent and able to stay within its budget. Neal also announced everybody arrested is now being detained and has been for the past 6 weeks until they make bail or have a court appearance. For years, officers complained they couldn't even make it back to their police districts before the person they had arrested was back on the streets. Neal said the tales of how the department is able to do this will be released soon.
And I know that the officers that are hearing this out there are applauding. And I know the victims of the crimes out there that are hearing this message are applauding.
The exception to this is female inmates. They are not being detained. Stopping the revolving door at the Justice Center was another one of Neal's campaign promises. Cincinnati Council is delaying a vote on funding a feasibility study for the Westwood Civic Square project. The group was expected to provide the $10,000 this week, but it held the item after the Westwood Civic Association said it had questions that weren't being answered. Becky Weber spoke for the group.
We don't oppose the Westwood Civic Square project at this time. We have not decided yes or no on this project. We believe the scope of this project deserves more in-depth study and investigation before we fully vote on whether the project should go forward or not.
The association sent a letter to council members asking the funding be held for now. Groups that do support the Civic Square wanted the vote to proceed. Westwood resident John Eby.
We've been inviting our brethren constantly. But constantly, we've been delayed. They've chosen not to participate. We're hoping that they choose to participate. The door is still open. They can participate if they choose. We hope that they choose to do that.
The plan calls for making improvements at the intersections of Harrison, Epworth, and Erweiler Avenues. Council could reconsider the funding next week. Horseshoe executives say they're excited about the casino's turnout after the first 2 weeks of business. During an update to Hamilton County Commissioners, General Manager Kevin Klein reported the casino is making good on its hiring promises.
The other commitment that we made that was very important to us was that 90% of those folks to be from our local metropolitan area. As it stands today, 92% of our employees are from our Cincinnati metropolitan community.
Klein says the casino is now working with downtown businesses and the Convention and Visitors Bureau on ways to attract more people to the region. A Cincinnati council member says a pilot program requiring banks to register their foreclosed properties with the city is showing good results. P.G. Sittenfeld held a press conference this week to outline what he calls the Restoring Our Communities initiative.
So far, the program has tracked over 400 foreclosures in the five City of Cincinnati neighborhoods hit hardest by foreclosures and collected $60,000 from these major banks and lenders in both fees and fines to sustain the program, which is helping make sure that these vacant foreclosed properties do not become sources of blight and hotspots for crime in Cincinnati neighborhoods.
The pilot targets College Hill, Madisonville, East Price Hill, Westwood, and West Price Hill. Sittenfeld says the program will be evaluated in June, and if funding allows, it could be expanded to some other neighborhoods hit hard by foreclosures. Former Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Richie Farmer has been charged with 42 ethics violations by the executive branch of the Kentucky Ethics Commission. The panel's executive director, John Steffen, says the charges are for alleged misuse of state funds and state employees during Farmer's 2 terms in office. He says they are the most ever issued by the commission.
I believe 16 was the prior high number of counts issued or containing an executive order or initiating order. We have not seen misuse of office at this level in the nearly 9 years I've been with the commission. I've not seen anything that compares to this abuse of public trust and abuse of public office.
Stephan spoke to the media shortly after the commission issued its report. Among the charges are that Farmer employed friends in jobs that had no specific duties and asked them to run personal errands for him. The former agriculture official also is accused of using state employees to construct a basketball court on his property. Farmer is a former University of Kentucky basketball player. Northern Kentucky University has fired athletic director Scott Eaton. University President Jeffrey Mern says Eaton was terminated for failure to comply with NKU's ethical principles and code of conduct. Mern says it does not involve a violation of NCAA rules and there's no missing money, so it's not about financial misconduct. He says an investigation is continuing. NKU will hold a national search for a new athletic director. Meantime, the departing vice president for university advancement, Gerald St. Amon, will be the acting athletic director. Xavier is confident it can be successful in the reconfigured Big East. The Musketeers are moving to the 10-team league next season, along with Butler and Creighton. The move was officially announced this week. Xavier has played in the Atlantic 10 since 1995. Georgetown, St. John's, Providence, Seton Hall, Villanova, Marquette, and DePaul are leaving the Big East and taking the name with them. Basketball coach Chris Mack says it makes perfect sense for Xavier to join the new league. It's one of the final moves for athletic director Mike Babinski, who's leaving for Georgia Tech at the end of the month. That's the Week in Review for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman.